Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time to check in with our entrepreneur expert in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
I had a real interesting conversation last week with Ben Cox Crovey, the new Michelin-endowed chair in vehicle automation at CUI Car, and he talked about a model that he would like to see us try to implement, and it really resonates with kind of an enhanced economic strategy that you and I have been talking about for years now, and I think it's a good way to kick off the new year. He's a preeminent scholar in automated vehicles. Pretty cool to have somebody like that in the state. And, you know, the first thing he talked about was wanting to position himself and his colleagues at iCar as thought leaders in this kind of big trend. You know, that's an important paradigm for us to have in South Carolina, that we have people here that are strong enough to be considered thought leaders around the world. And it'll help grow the reputation of these researchers and of the academic enterprise. And these academic enterprises themselves are big economic drivers in the state because they recruit highly educated, high-paid people, you know, as the chairs and as the faculty members. The most important product that they produce is really a pipeline of students. In iCar's case, it is graduate engineering students, master's and PhD students in automotive engineering. Right now, we've got a large percentage of those folks having to go someplace else to find a job. We've got this capability. We're recruiting these top graduate students from around the country. You know, they're graduating and going someplace else. So the Smart State Program, that the Legislative Act is the Centers of Economic Excellence Act. So these chairs were endowed to have an economic development impact to the state. There's 40-something of these chairs at Clemson, the Medical University, and the University of South Carolina. They have this pipeline of top talent they've attracted around the world. So one of the things we need to do is have the economic development community begin to understand better who these students are, start to identify companies that have R&D facilities that would perhaps be interested in locating one of these facilities in South Carolina next to this pipeline of talent they're producing. So we were in Ben Cox's office, and I said, you know, if we looked out the office, kind of what kind of ecosystem of R&D facilities would we like to have? And we need to be clear with the economic development community who those are, maybe give them a call list of folks to call on that the researchers actually have relationships with. And then some of these students might want to take what they've learned and start entrepreneurial companies around it. And so we need an ecosystem support that. So we've done a lot over the last few years of starting to develop that entrepreneurial ecosystem, you know, the Harbor Accelerator down in Charleston and the USC Technology Incubator in Columbia and the whole NEXT program up in Greenville. But I'm not sure we're really as connected to some of the top graduate students as we could be. I know we helped some of them, but iCar is a good example where I'm not sure that these students, if they had an entrepreneurial bug, really are as engaged with the ecosystem as they could be. I think, you know, we need to celebrate the success that we've got in the state. We've all been working really hard for over a decade now, and you can look and see some really preeminent scholars that are located in the state and they have very strong academic programs around it. I think there's a clear path for an economic development strategy around it. So let's start and celebrate where we are, and then let's be really clear about how we can begin to move forward and take advantage of what we have.
And so as a result of your conversation with Ben Cox Crovey, I know it was mostly centered on the automotive work, but any plans of action going forward out of this conversation?
Well, he wants to participate with leaders in Greenville and something we're starting to call the Green Villages Innovation District. So in the last 10 years in Greenville, we've had a graduate engineering center at iCar come out of the ground. We've had a graduate business program locate downtown. We have a medical school out of the Greenville Health System. So again, to put a coalition of people in town to really develop these assets and the economic development around them. But what really inspired me was going into 2017, the same model that we can replicate around the research going on at the University of South Carolina, put the right number of coalition partners together and go down to Charleston and do it around the Medical University in South Carolina. So this model of growing the academic enterprise as an enterprise and then recruiting R&D facilities that would like to tap into the pipeline of graduating students, make sure we have the entrepreneurial ecosystem so that some of these students can start entrepreneurial companies is a general model that we can replicate across the state.
Well, John, we are looking forward to receiving updates from you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.